Right, so pretty much since e-readers came about, I was pretty interested. As someone that can't read a standard print book, and large print kind of takes its toll on me, so to speak. So when Kindle was launched and I saw how large the font could go, I was pretty impressed. So I've had e-readers pretty much since they came out, back in the early days. And my latest Kindle, I initially started off with one that wasn't a Kindle, and it was terrible. It was a disaster. And there were all sorts of compatibility issues with my Mac computer, and so I switched to a Kindle. I loved it, but pretty much a year, not even a year after I got my Kindle, the screen on it just died for no apparent reason. Apple claims on the website it's an electromagnetic problem. So if the Kindle's exposed to a weird electromagnetic field or something like that, the screen kind of goes a bit funny. And that if you reset your Kindle, it'll come back to life. Mine didn't. Mine was just totally dead, with lines and patches and all sorts of things over the screen. It was impossible to read it. Thankfully, I'd taken out its extended warranty, so I was given a replacement Kindle. And so I kind of got on with that. Now I've had my replacement Kindle approximately 15 months and it's just died. No apparent reason. It started crashing a couple of weeks ago and I had to keep constantly restarting it, and now it's just dead. So yeah, I'm really unimpressed. My Kindle has kind of like become a huge part of how I read and how I, because I really enjoy reading. And the Kindle software on iOS, the fonts on it, I don't find particularly good to be able to read. And so I end up having to make them really, really massive. And then it's not as comfortable as reading on the Kindle itself, which I think is a very natural way to read. I'm really screwed. I'm really, really annoyed because I've got a couple of editions of the Bible on my Kindle, and all my notes for my Bible are on my Kindle. And I know they're blacked up in the cloud, and I know that they're safe, but I can't get to them now. And also making notes on the iOS apps in the text is really difficult. It's really stupid. The interface is rubbish for highlighting and making notes and adding text. It's really, really annoying, and I'm just really, really annoyed that my Kindle is dead.